Hey, you're listening to the 5-Minute Talk Show with Phil Iazetta. We're bringing you today's best comedy and entertainment personalities. Now your host, Phil Iazetta.
And joining us right now on the hotline, like a ray of sunshine on a cloudy day, I'm telling you, I love everything this woman has done, from the Chris Rock show to Crank Anchors to my favorite television show. I'm talking about Curb Your Enthusiasm, the one and only Wanda Sykes. Wanda, thank you so much for taking the time out to join me today.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Talk to me about Vegas. With so much going on in the news, does your life get any easier with Donald Trump running for president and doing stand-up comedy?
You know, it's to me, it's like I'm having a hard time even like doing Donald Trump jokes, because it's like doing a joke about a joke.
Right.
You know, having a hard time with him. But I love that you know, people are laughing at Kanye West because he said he's going to run for office. I'm like, what's the difference? Why not?
Now, Wanda, you're a mentor, and you have a whole bunch of roles on Last Comic Standing. I'm convinced you do everything from the camera work to the writing to mentoring. Now, how has your experience been able to rub off on these guys and girls?
I did 2 days, 20 comics each day, so it was, you know, and each day was like 10 hours. And the comics who were looking for some direction and wanted help, it was great to work with them. But if you came in there and you know, was confident and you felt like you didn't need anything and you were solid, then I'm not gonna get in your way. I'm not gonna, you know, get in your head and mess with you. So but working with the comics who wanted to collaborate on some stuff, I had a blast. It helped me, you know, exercise my funny bone too. And it's rare you get a chance to do that because, right, you know, most comics, it's you know, unless you're like really close to them, it's hard to say, hey, how about this joke? Or, hey, you know, that's the one thing, you know, comics hate that. Don't try the joke on me.
No, it's the strangest
thing,
too.
It's like, did you just try out material on me? Don't do that, man.
When you're part of that fraternity, and I always am in the outside looking in, even though I'm just on the fringe, when you get to see, like, I had the benefit of working with two great guys last week, Lenny Clark and Bobby Slayton. And
oh, wow. Love them both.
And you talk about, what, almost 80 years worth of experience between those two? And to see them with newer comedians, it's amazing because you see the awe in their eyes. Are you kind of just, like, caught up that these people are looking to you for advice and you're like, wait a minute. am I really in this position? Or do you kind of understand that these guys and girls are looking at you like just any little shred of advice? You know what I mean?
At first, when I see that, I go, what's their problem? I don't get it.
Right.
And also the ego thing kind of kicks in because a lot of them started calling me auntie. You know, like, hey, Auntie Wanda. I'm like, whoa, hey, easy. It's just Wanda. No, you know, like, are you trying to age me now? But I get that it was just totally out of respect. And I feel good about that. Well, it was cool working with them, though.
I mean, I think that's the coolest thing. It's sort of like a rite of passage, because I remember when you were coming up and, you know, you just blew the barn doors open, though. I mean, there was no one like you when I saw you first perform, Wanda, and writing on the Chris Rock show and being part of that. Do you sometimes look back at that time and go, wow, you know, I was spoiled getting to work with Chris Rock, who, in my opinion, and people could say what they will, Chris Rock is my generation's Richard Pryor. I don't care what anyone says.
Oh, no, that's fair. That's a fair statement, definitely. Working with Chris and on that show, it was the best thing that has ever happened to, you know, as far as like for my career-wise.
Right.
Because I learned everything about TV and just, you know, thing. We were like the little rascals, you know, in our gang. You know, let's put on a show. And when we did everything. Yeah, I look back at that and go, man, I was so fortunate to be there at that time, you know, and look at everybody else. You know, Louis C.K. came off of that show, you know,
sure.
Jeff Stilson and Lance Crowder. I mean, you know, everybody's doing big things.
Last thing I have before I let you go, because I know you're real busy. If you could go and see anyone from any era, I'm talking Moms Mabley, George Carlin, Richard Pryor, Lenny Bruce, who would be your top three bill to see in one show?
Well, Moms Mabley, definitely. Richard Pryor. And I've seen Carlin live several times. Who didn't I see? Phyllis Diller.
Oh,
I didn't,
wow.
I didn't get to see her live.
Miss Sykes, it's been a pleasure. We love you.
I appreciate it. Thanks a lot, Phil.
You have been listening to the 5-Minute Talk Show with Phil Iazetta. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep listening at 5minutetalkshow.com.